This episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Fire Hydrant, where they want to help you master the mayhem. What does that mean? Well, they're an incident management platform founded by SREs who couldn't find the tools they needed, so they built one. Sounds easy enough. No one's ever tried that before, except they're good at it. Their platform allows teams to create consistency for the entire incident response lifecycle so that your team can focus on fighting fires faster, from alert handoff to retrospectives and everything in between. Things like, you know, tracking, communicating, reporting, all the stuff no one cares about. Fire Hydrant will automate processes for you so you can focus on resolution. Visit firehydrant.io to get your team started today and tell them I sent you because I love watching people wince in pain. Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. Before we dive in, I just want to call out that last week I made a joke about CloudWatch backup metrics existing, but restore metrics being absent. To be clear, restore metrics do in fact exist. The blog post that AWS put out didn't mention this because nobody cares about restores until it's way too late, and it turns out that getting a whole crap ton of outreach from AWS about this very topic does in fact demonstrate that people there are listening to this podcast. So I'm absolutely going to capitalize on this now that I know. And now let's talk about what happened last week in the wild world of AWS. It was a little bit more sedate. Amazon Aurora Global Database supports managed planned failover. This is a super neat enhancement because historically, Aurora Global Databases supported unmanaged, unplanned failovers, but those are usually just shortened to service outage. Amazon Virtual Private Cloud, or VPC, customers can now customize reverse DNS for their Elastic IP addresses. I missed this last week, and it's definitely worth highlighting because at long last, I can finally stop seeing AmazonAWS.com in my access logs. AWS Cloud 9 launches Visual Source Control integration for Git. I would just like to point out that this feature trails GitHub Codespaces so significantly that the clear customer win would be to take the MIT-licensed VS Code and implement that instead of Cloud 9. Unfortunately, AWS is unlikely to ever do such a thing, but man, wouldn't it be nice. AWS Cloud HSM adds new availability zones. Yeah, region expansions are normal, but services that only work in certain regions that are, of course, inconsistently named between accounts are both interesting and actively worrying. Introducing Amazon CloudFront Security Savings Bundle. CloudFront and WAF, their web application firewall, now combine to save you money on both of those things in varying amounts in return for a year-long commitment to a number that will almost certainly be inaccurate. With a pitch like that, how can you say no? Operators are standing by for your call. Introducing Serverless Image Handler version 5.2. Jeez, that's what they're going to call this. I love that AWS has a first-party offering to solve the first thing that companies generally try to build themselves with serverless, but they do such a weird job of talking about it that all those companies instead build their own version like it's freaking Hello World. Scheduled actions of application auto-scaling now support local time zone. This is a use case for localized time zones that is awesome. Developers can think locally in this context, and that's a legitimately good thing. Setting time zones and databases to local time zones is a horrifying thing that you should never do. It leads to problems down the road, something fierce. This episode is sponsored in part by Chaos Search. As basically everyone knows, trying to do log analytics at scale with an ELK stack is expensive, unstable, time-sucking, demeaning, and just basically all around horrible. So why are you still doing it? Or even thinking about it when there's Chaos Search. Chaos Search is a fully managed, scalable log analysis service that lets you add new workloads in minutes and easily retain weeks, months, or years of data. With Chaos Search, you store, connect, and analyze, and you're done. The data lives and stays within your S3 buckets, which means no managing servers, no data movement, and you can save up to 80% versus running an Elk stack the old-fashioned way. It's why companies like Equifax, HubSpot, Klarna, AlertLogic, and many more have all turned to Chaos Search. So if you're tired of your Elk stack falling over before it suffers, or of having your log analytics data retention squeezed by the cost, then try Chaos Search today and tell them I sent you. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io. New AWS Partner Report highlights importance of balancing growth and profitability. It's unclear to me whether AWS telling its partners it's important to focus both on growth and profitability is merely condescending or a very sad statement on the business acumen of those partners. CFO series, the sniff test. Do not sniff your CFO. Do not let your CFO sniff others. I really can't stress this enough. Why you should adopt agile cloud transformation. Without even reading that post, I can already tell you the real answer that's never mentioned is, if you don't adopt an agile cloud transformation, we won't make any freaking money. Standardizing quantification of expression data at Corteva Agriscience with Nextflow and AWS Batch. The next time someone asks me why I didn't use AWS Batch for something, I'm just going to point at headlines like this one. Batch is a great service by all accounts, but it's not exactly what someone would call approachable. Opt in to the new Amazon SES console. That's right, there's finally a new SES console to interact with how you can send email from Amazon Web Services. In what can only be described as a lack of confidence, AWS put this on their blog rather than emailing the announcement out. Announcing the winners of the AWS City on a Cloud competition. This is apparently the 6th annual competition and also the first time I've ever heard of it. And lastly, Hello Pipe World. Yeah, that is what it is, and it's in angle brackets with an exclamation point outside the angle brackets, and it is on the AWS Quantum Computing blog. So, this is a brand new AWS blog. It's about quantum computing. Is all but guaranteed to be the most understandable post that this blog ever publishes. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn at the Duckbill Group. This is the AWS Morning Brief. Thank you for listening to my nonsense, and I'm sorry we had to inflict so many AWS news items on you. We'll try to do better in the future by ignoring more of them.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.